Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Tommy Heinsohn, Dave Cowens, Joey Devine, Jimmy Rogers, M.L. Carr, Sean Keen, Chris Ford, Jim O'Brien, Patreons, Basketball is Fun, thank you Basketball's Fun, Kaepernick, thank you Kaepernick, Patrick Cosmos, the strongest man in Chicago, musical guest, Aerosmith, and now the temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, and I've got to say, Sean, since yeah. we started making the ghost show up live and do it to the background music, that is getting longer and longer. He's really drinking in the sweet dulcet tones of that fake SNL song we found on the internet.
I believe it's H.F. Jones and the Saturday Night Live thing. I think that guy might be related to the guy who does Shake It or Cake It, actually. Mm,
yeah, Shake It or Cake It, which, speaking of, Sean, that was your solo podcast that we put up this week on our Patreon, patreon.com/roundrockpod. For only $5 a month, you're going to get a bunch of multiple random, weird, the round ball rockiest shit you can find for only $5 a month. Just up every week. Sean, do you know what else we played this week? What else we played this week? What is wrong with me?
Oh, what else on this podcast? What, yeah. It was exciting.
Yeah, what else? What do you know what else we put up this week on our patreon.com/roundrockpod? We had an exclusive Zoom with the Celtics logo, Lucky the Leprechaun, after Kyrie stomped on his face. Do you want to hear a little bit of that right now?
Oh, yeah, please. Let's hear a little bit of it, at least. Yeah.
Celtics post-game Zoom. This is Lucky the Leprechaun.
Hello. While we're disappointed at the results of the game today, we do think that we can go back to Brooklyn and win some games and keep it going for Chasen and Marcus and Evan and Peyton Pritchard and all the boys. You know, I'll be recovering a little bit after that harsh stomping that happened at half court. I mean, right on the face. I have a severe orbital fracture. It's an ocular piece of trauma, a bit of a black eye, some vision impairment going on there. And then also, perhaps I need an ophthalmologist visit, but right now I'm considered day-to-day after that traumatic incident.
Tim Bontemps, ESPN. Lucky, did you do anything to provoke Kyrie in this incident?
Oh, you know, I don't think I did. I think I was just there on the logo. I told him he needed to play the right way. I told him he didn't have the right basketball IQ. I told him that my favorite movie was Hoosiers, that I really appreciated when a basketball player went for 4 years in college. But no, I don't think I said anything to provoke him. Oh, I also said that the world was around.
That's right. You can hear the rest of that Lucky the Leprechaun interview, as well as Sean's solo podcast, hearkening all the way back to our Lakers catfishing pod, and coming up today, my solo podcast, which I have been working on for far too long, which is, again, an advice podcast with Steve Ballmer and Kawhi Leonard.
A dynamic duo. They're going to have a lot of time to record that podcast pretty soon.
Any other business, Sean? Oh, at Round Rock Pod is our Twitter. Round Rock Pod @gmail.com is our email. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on email. T-shirts, tpublic.com. Call us on the phone at the number in the description. And Sean.
Yeah.
How are we going to survive the rest of... How is our podcast going to survive, Sean? Now that the Lakers, the Celtics, the Warriors, and the Knicks are out of the playoffs. The television ratings are what feed our family. Look, if we don't get a 6.2, we die.
Well, Joey, you know that I have 5 different cable packages at my house.
Yep, I do.
I'm a Nielsen family on 2 of them, and I'm an Arbitron family on the other one. I have a bunch of fake demographics in, and I basically just have NBA TV on 24 hours a day, unless there are games on, and then I have them on, and then I record them. It's costing me thousands of dollars a month, Joey, but that's worth it because I don't want the NBA to have to pay any rebates back to its corporate TV partners. Or like, okay, you and I both buy a Tissot watch every month, right? And we always say that it's because of Adam Silver or because of the advertisements, because it's not enough to be a basketball fan, Joey. You know that. You have to know your team's cap situation. You need to know what potential trades are there. And most importantly, you need to be developing and executing your own marketing plan as if you're a member of the front office. For the NBA as a whole, for your individual teams. Yeah.
Because it matters to you financially how many billions of dollars the next TV deal is for the NBA, right?
Oh my God, right? Because they might do something like add a play-in game if the ratings are bad, you know, something that everybody hated. We all hated it. We hated those teams trying at the end of the year. But the league had to do it because enough people weren't running 5 different cable packages that were streaming the NBA all the time like you and I both do.
Or watching The Cube with Dwayne Wade.
Uh-huh. I watched it. I watched the first episode. It was really boring. It wasn't good, but I'm DVRing every airing of it.
By the way, that is going to be a future Patreon, is I made Sean both play the NBA Fortnite and watch The Cube.
Uh-huh.
And he will be reviewing them.
I will be reviewing
on a future short Patreon episode.
I will definitely be reviewing both. I have not played a modern video game in quite some time.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I watched someone play Red Dead Redemption 2 a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
which was even pretty late for that game,
yeah.
to be mm-hmm. completely yep. honest.
It's about 2 years late. Yeah.
If it was okay, but, years but, ago,
but anyway, yeah, but, back to the ratings.
But as we know, the Knicks in the NBA Finals is ratings gold.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, were there historically low ratings the last two times that happened? Yes.
Well,
but
to be
it was
fair,
a different time in 1999.
One of those times, one of the games was going up.
That's true. That's true. And then the other one, I think Michael Jordan wasn't playing, and that hurt.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Michael Jordan did not come out of retirement to join the 99 Knicks,
no.
and America didn't rally behind it.
Nope. But
okay,
still.
So no Celtics either,
mm-hmm.
Who, you know, the ratings were so good last year when they made the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, yeah, definitely weren't lots of columns about how the NBA was dying or whatever.
Well, Jason Tatum is the league's most marketable young star, Joey.
I mean, clearly the problem, Sean,
uh-huh.
is that the too woke, right?
It's too woke. It's too woke, and they want to use NBA socialism and just distribute those playoff berths to all those lazy markets uh-huh. like Milwaukee and Salt Lake City,
and
where
Denver.
Those teams, yeah, and Denver, like
uh-huh.
the
and
hardworking
Phoenix.
People, salt of the earth people
yeah.
in Los Angeles, New York City, and Boston, where the real Americans live, they're shut out.
Look, here's the funny. Look, I should, for anyone who's never listened to us before, we're clearly being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. A, don't care about whatever you do, listener. Like what you like and don't care if it's popular.
Yeah, just in every aspect of your life.
Yes.
I mean the only thing that is different is occasionally a TV show you like will get canceled because of the ratings.
Sure.
You know what is not going to get canceled?
The NBA?
Professional sports on television. Yeah, in general, professional sports on television. Like,
like how many people watched tonight's Suns-Lakers game does not affect you whatsoever?
It also
it barely
doesn't
affects the players.
It really doesn't. And, I mean, here's what you could think about. How big were the markets in last year's Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Tampa and Kansas City? Did anyone complain one bit?
Super Bowl is different. But no, here's what I want to bring up. It's
uh-huh.
this funny thing where it's like this weird straw man that writers, certain writers take now, where they're all uh-huh. mad now about how there's all small markets left in the playoffs. But if, I don't know, let's say Bradley Beal's the wrong choice. If Devin Booker decided tomorrow
uh-huh.
that he wanted to get traded to Los Angeles, New York, or San Francisco, mm-hmm. the same people would be losing their shit about how
uh-huh.
the league is uncompetitive.
Yeah, it's unfair. It's unfair. The little guy can't get a break. Also, Phoenix is a giant city.
Right.
but that's it's, I gotta feel like at least on the individual fan level, people enjoy that maybe we don't really know who's gonna make the finals after
yeah.
the first round.
I mean, I think I know, but
yeah. You do? Yeah, but who in the West though?
I mean, we'll get to that, right?
We'll get it. You're right. You know what? You're right. We are going to get to that. We are going to get to that. there's only, we're almost set now. what do we have? One series isn't resolved
yep.
yet. Okay.
But Sean, we got to talk about some news.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Simmons, and here's what I believe. I believe the defending NBA champ should wear championship belts to every game. I believe that Kanye's a genius. It's just that he knows it, and that's the problem. I believe we should ban the DH, long putters, extra points, the NIT, and pickoff throws. You really want to know what I believe? I believe in the four-point line. I believe soup is the perfect food. I believe in a Belichick-Popovich pick food. I believe in a four-point line. I believe soup is the perfect food.
All right.
It felt like the Simmons bot became sentient in the middle there. It was like,
well,
soup,
I was skipping
soup,
it back. I was trying food. To I was trying to guess exactly where it was. Look, the drop machine is not it's not really easy to rewind. I'm just gonna have to cut out soup as the perfect food. But that's right. It's the Any Given Wednesday drop, which you know. We've got some Boston Celtics news.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, baby. Ooh, Boston strong. Boston strong. Salee. David Ortiz. Oh, R.I.P. Len Bias.
Which, by the way, Sean, a competing network, a competing podcast. We're not a podcast network, so I don't know why I'm calling them
kind
a competing
of.
Network. A network run by this man.
You really want to know what I believe?
Debuted a podcast this week called What If the Len Bias Story, and I honestly thought because it was called a What If, it was going to be like the Marvel What If series, and it was
going to be
them going through his career year by year, right. And like what numbers he had.
Yeah, because if you're not familiar, the Marvel What Up, not the What Up series, which is just Captain America calling his friends and going, what up? It's like, what if Wolverine had been turned into the Hulk?
Right. Yeah. But Sean, we got to go through it. What happened in Boston this week?
So
besides Kyrie Irving stomping on a leprechaun's face.
He stomped on a leprechaun's face. Danny Ainge is out.
Uh-huh.
Brad Stevens is out.
Mm-hmm.
To accept his promotion. Mm-hmm. To president of basketball operations, or maybe he said basketball. He might not be the president. He might be the head of basketball operations.
I think it said president.
He's got to be the team president. So Danny Ainge finally kicked to the curb after 26 years of no Boston player.
So employees
ever
of Boston
again.
Panera Breads, I'm sorry you're going to lose that extra $3 a week, even though he comes in 15 times a month.
It's going to suck. Like that guy, he loves.
There's no way Danny Ainge tips more than just throwing change in the bucket, right?
No, I mean, I think
the coin change.
No, absolutely, because he's, you know, well, not even the big coins, because
you never
know when you might find a deal that only requires quarters, so you don't want to, you got to keep your powder dry.
Well,
for those
Danny
Ainge
for sure still goes to a laundromat for some reason, right?
For a lot of reasons. He's got to get his white hood out of the dryer. He's out. He is out after being there for 17 years.
So I'm kind of confused about this, Sean.
It's definitely confusing.
Did he quit or did someone ask him to quit?
You know, it kind of sounds like they weren't particularly happy with him recently.
Uh-huh.
You know given
why?
That...
Because he didn't announce how close he was on any trades this
That's
auction.
True. That's true. We had no idea. He just traded for Evan Fournier, but at no point were you like,
we almost got Kyle Lowry.
Close to Oladipo. Oh, wow. And then he was just like, give me a white center. No, not that white center. Get that white center out of here. Give me another white center. And it kind of fell apart. No, this was weird. And actually, I had gotten the sense that Brad Stevens was maybe more.
I thought he was going to be fired. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't necessarily think he was going to be fired, but it sounded like
he was going to get fired.
I thought he might get fired. I mean, there were just rumors that he'd. Anytime that people are saying he lost the locker room, I don't know if that's a phrase that means anything else except. People are talking about firing this guy.
Here's what I I think Brad Stevens did lose the locker room, but he lost the locker room because his friend from college wasn't there anymore.
Right. His and buddy, his adopted.
My friend from college, I want to go back, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like if Gordo's not here, who do I have to hang out with anymore? Not my friend Big Al.
Yeah. So here's my first question for you, Sean.
Yeah, sure.
Is Brad Stevens qualified to be president of basketball operations?
I feel like the answer is a Boston yes, and then an everywhere else not really.
Okay. My other question for you, actually, before we finish that off.
By the way, can I just make a reference to this?
Sure.
Someone on a certain other podcast network talked about how Brad Stevens had basically been a GM at Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Was the same.
I believe in the 4-point line. I believe soup is the perfect food.
Was it that person?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess so. Could have been. I mean, I've been listening to so many pods this week. Could have been anybody. But yeah, that coaching at Butler.
Uh-huh.
Butler, Joey.
Uh-huh.
One of the more prominent universities in the city of Indianapolis, but by no means the outstanding one. That was his preparation to be the president of basketball operations for an NBA team.
Sure.
Here's another question.
Yep. Hit me.
Did they think about interviewing somebody else when they had this job opening for seven years?
No.
They didn't maybe like look around and just be like, yeah, maybe somebody works in our front office that we value a lot, possibly.
In fact, there's a very specific someone in the Boston front office that every smart man on earth is like, that guy's the smartest guy alive. I guess he doesn't get to.
He's their cat magician.
So
guy,
yeah,
right?
Pour one out for Mike Zarin.
But you know what? Brad Stevens, he checked all the boxes. Mm-hmm. He already worked there and he was under contract. Mm-hmm. And he's white.
What do you think he believes?
I believe in the 4-point line.
I don't think he believes in the 4-point line, I have to say. I think he believes in the picket fence.
Does he believe soup is the perfect food, though? That's the question.
Yeah, but like it would have to have corn in it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, for
don't
sure.
Don't you feel like he eats corn at about every meal?
Mm-hmm. Do you think? Okay, people always talk about how he looks like Pete Buttigieg, right?
Uh huh.
Mayor Pete dressed himself.
Isn't he like the Secretary of Transportation right now?
This is a Mayor Pete ass move. By the way,
oh yeah,
this is like. I'm somehow, it's like running for president after having been an average mayor of a somewhat large city.
Right.
Like, this is really skipping several steps, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, well, also, that you're leaving your job when it hasn't been going that well recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is, do you think Brad Stevens should have been forced out of the coaching job?
Well, I mean, what I was going to ask you is, if you were starting a franchise today, Sean, would you choose Giannis or Brad Stevens?
Oh, what, is he the coach or is he the president of basketball operations?
I mean, whichever he wants, I guess.
Man.
Also, have you ever been arrested and the cops let you eat a burrito?
Yeah, that did happen too. Coach Brad Giannis, executive Brad Third.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's mine. You look at these teams, you're like, hey, they kind of had a lot of talent. I don't know if they really made that many adjustments, honestly. But
see, I look at the Celtics team and I'm like, I do not see a way of getting better. I would rather be the coach than the president.
Right, because then you're like, I just coach these guys.
I mean, I'm not the one that has to deal with what to do with Kemba Walker's albatross contract that we signed, spite Kyrie.
Uh-huh, to spite Kyrie and to make a sign trade for Scary Terry. Like, what if they'd just given Terry Rozier that spot? Wouldn't they be in better shape?
Pay him that money. I mean, look, Kemba Walker is a better player on the wrong side of the aging curve, not to sound like Nate Duncan or whatever.
No, he's good. He's just, you know.
But he's not $30 million good.
Right. Well, it's also weird that they made this announcement about the change in their entire front office. New coach hasn't been hired yet. And then today, they leaked that they were seeking trades for Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, was that Brad Stevens? Because it seems like a wild move to do on your very first day of work. And if not, is he really the head of basketball operations at that point? Like, who's trying to trade him right now? Look, as far as I know, Brad Stevens is spending all his time with his family. He is a family man. And because he's a family man, he apparently has to take a job that is equally taxing, I guess, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, I guess if there's another bubble, he doesn't have to go, but it's not like he's getting an easier job, right?
Can we talk about the bubble here real quick for a second?
Yes.
I understand the bubble was hard.
It was.
It's hard to live with those people, but you know what? While the bubble was going on, everyone on Earth was not at Disneyland interacting with people.
Right.
They were stuck in their homes.
Like, yes, you would have been able to see your family more, and that is difficult. It is tough to be stuck in the bubble. Yes. But it was also hard for the players who didn't go to the bubble and were, like, locked down in their homes.
And watching their family members die of coronavirus.
Yes.
Instead of being at Disneyland in the safest place on Earth.
Right. In a resort.
So what I'm just saying is they're both hard.
But it was a resort.
They're both hard. Look, the bubble was hard. But no matter the option you had this year, it was going to be hard, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, like people got injured in the NBA this year, but didn't really seem like it was teams in the bubble that had more injuries.
I actually don't think, I'm not even correlating it with this year's injuries, because that is very clearly a case of playing too many games all in a row to fit, because they insisted on starting when they did, which,
why? It's hard to do that, but also, I feel like some of the people who seem like they were the most, seem to be talking about how victimized they were by the bubble often are in leadership positions in the Players Association,
or Brad Stevens,
the president of basketball operations. Now, do you think they just wanted to hire him because he was like the Jason Tatum of executives? Like, he's so young.
I do. He's like impossibly young. How can he be president of basketball operations? He's only 19.
Yeah.
But no, I wanted to finish my Mayor Pete question.
Oh, yeah, please.
So he looks like Mayor Pete, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think he also eats a cinnamon roll like it's a rib?
I mean, I don't think he eats cinnamon rolls, honestly. Like, he's like, ooh, too spicy.
Yeah. No, you know what? Fair point.
That's also how my 3-year-old nephew has responded to a cinnamon roll before.
Tell your
he's got to grow up.
Yeah,
you're 3.5, buddy. Suck it up.
There is nothing that makes me crazier when I see a child say toothpaste is too spicy. All right, is there any other news?
No, it's just I think it's time for time for the playoffs.
We talked about the TV ratings. We talked about
The most important issue. Yes,
We talked about the TV ratings. We talked about the Celtics. We played the Bill Simmons drop several times. Okay. Oh wait, actually, who's going to coach the Celtics? You think?
Oh, well, there seems to be a lot of weird momentum about Chauncey Billups. because he was on the team and then Rick Pitino kind of traded him for no reason.
Yeah.
And the reasons, again, I'm going to refer to another podcast. We don't know why. But I believe that...
I'm sorry? People... You believe?
I believe in the four-point line.
All right. Keep going.
On their recap, the host...
Was it a recapable?
It was actually a podcast I'd never heard before, and then it turned into a Bill Simmons podcast.
Gotcha.
It was actually Ryan Russillo's podcast. Oh, I'm going to say it out loud. Oh. And they were all very in favor of Chauncey Billups, and the reasons were that I think Ryan Russillo had watched him work out before and like hit on a woman maybe, and he was really impressed by his leadership abilities. Bill had done NBA Countdown with him, and he said he was very impressive at NBA Countdown. He had a presence. He knew the secret. And now, I don't know if he's talking about the set or if they went to a topless pool in Vegas, which like is where all the basketball secrets come out. And then Jackie McMullen talked about how she had met Chauncey Billups when he was a younger player, and he told her a personal story. And she told him never to tell that story to anyone ever again.
What was the story?
Haunting. She didn't tell the story. It was haunting.
What?
It was like,
what?
I don't know. But also, I've heard the rumors of Jason Kidd being a candidate. And it's important to mention that Chauncey Billups did have to settle a civil lawsuit of someone who accused him of rape 20 years ago. So Jason Kidd might be the last.
Antoine Walker also sued him for that incident.
Yeah. Because Antoine Walker was not participant.
It was at his house.
Michael Irvin, and Chauncey Billups. But yeah, he got sued because it was his house and he didn't stop it.
And so he sued Chauncey Billups.
Sued Chauncey Billups. So that's.
Which,
I mean, look, that's called being an ally on Walker, right? So anyway, Chauncey Billups, I don't know if that's necessarily the guy you want. I'm just saying, maybe just feel like there are choices that maybe don't have.
Yeah, that like baggage. Sam Cassell.
Yeah, just pick hire Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell, dude. The fact that Sam Cassell has been a lead assistant for this long, and I still haven't seen a head coach do the big balls dance is fucked up.
It's crazy.
You are incorrect, NBA.
It doesn't make any
sense. Show me a man in a suit doing the big balls dance, and it's not Zach Collins. All right.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Sean, you know what time it is?
I think I do.
It's time to talk about the playoffs.
It's the NBA playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Basketball for humans.
We're going to be championship.
Data for robots.
Both teams play hard, my man.
Both teams played hard.
You know what? That's another person I would like to see coach the Boston Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
Rasheed Wallace.
You want these guys to play freely? Yeah. Sheed. He'll get the technicals for you, boys.
Yeah. I want to see Sheed and Sam Cassell coach together, in fact.
Oh, my
God. What would Kevin Garnett do? Would he ever return to the TD
Garden?
He'd
be so mad. Now, and as far as I can tell, isn't Kevin Garnett currently employed by the Warriors?
No,
aren't they hiring him to be like James Wiseman's position coach or something?
No, he was going to have a workout this summer, and they already said they're not doing that because he's injured, and it would be too intense for sweet baby James. So they were like, "We'll set up something with David West," and it's like, "Yeah, that sounds about right."
Yeah, that's Warriors style.
It's less Warriors style and more the arc of James Wiseman, where it goes from Kevin Garnett to maybe he'll be David West. All right. No, he's Kevin Garnett just got in on the ownership group with Lazary and A-Rod, dude. And he's
it's not Lazary, but it's somebody else.
Or not Lazary, Lore.
Mark oh, but he's Lore. he's in on that T-Wolves deal.
Yeah, and he's
screwing over the slumlords.
Yeah, he's gonna be the one apparently a very quote-unquote very involved with basketball operations.
I love it. I mean, he should have been there already. But also, he has that very inspirational gem that I think Karl Anthony Towns might respond to.
Uh-huh. does he still have the gem? I believe they got the gem back.
I believe he buys it at auction at the end.
Oh, you're right. You're right. My bad.
He's got that gem, buddy.
Might be. all right. Sean, should we say goodbye to some teams here?
Let's say goodbye to some teams. I think that's the best way to do it. And I mean, we could actually just start with what happened tonight. That might be the best way to go, and then work our way back.
Best way to go.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why I arranged it the other way. Mm-hmm. That was wrong.
So the Lakers are out, Sean.
They are out.
That's the big story.
Defending champs.
Mm-hmm.
The play-in champs. The first ever. Well. Second, yeah, the second ever team to advance. Third ever? I guess Portland was the first. Anyway, the 7 seed defeating the 8 seed, making their way to the Phoenix Suns, and went down at home tonight to the Suns. Played Anthony Davis. He was clearly very injured still.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because it was like his third injury of the month.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually kind of low for Anthony Davis, but...
yeah, it's like the first time that he's had to be hauled off the court and didn't return 5 minutes later, I think.
Yeah. He clearly should not have been playing, though.
No, he definitely shouldn't have been playing.
And they did the Kevin Durant... They gave the... They really took a page out of the Warriors handbook, saying, like, well, we told him we can't make it worse.
Right.
And then he immediately could not, like, walk off the court on his
probably,
own power.
I'm going to say he might have made it worse, Joey.
Yeah, it seemed like he probably made it worse, which is sad and bad.
Yeah, but the Lakers have promised they will retire his jersey.
So, oh, good.
That's good.
Just a reminder to any NBA players out there, hey, don't sacrifice the thing that makes you money for a fucking billion-dollar... quote-unquote family business that doesn't actually care about you. It's just not worth it.
Now, in a related story, I would like to say I'm sorry to Jeannie Buss, mm-hmm. The most beautiful owner in the NBA.
Hey, don't talk about my man. Tom Gores, he's out there, dude.
And I just want to reiterate, Jeannie, you're thinking about going into stand-up. I offer stand-up coaching, and you can absolutely do a tight five mm-hmm. on my show. And, you know, if you send a tape, we could bump that up to 7.
You offer stand-up coaching, Sean?
I do, yeah. Oh. I'll coach anything, Joey.
Well, hey, listeners, Sean's a really good stand-up. If you're looking to get into stand-up comedy.
Stand-up coaching, I've coached a best man speech before.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Children swimming in the Bay Area. You need your kid to not drown. I'm really good at that. I've never had
but
a kid
no,
drown.
Let's focus on the stand-up
Sorry.
Part. I don't,
yeah.
Stop making it a joke.
I will also do.
Hey, yeah, listeners, yeah. If you're looking for a stand-up comedy coach, Sean is...
happy to...
all right, but also Jeannie does stand up. That's not fair to Jeannie. She might need coaching, but she's.
I don't know.
She was thinking about getting into stand up. I mean, she's done stand up, baby. Like once you've
right,
hit that
right.
stage, once you've tasted that sweet nectar, you're a stand up for life, baby.
You might leave that brick wall, but the brick wall don't leave you, baby.
I'm sure she's at home right now complaining about how Nanette doesn't have any jokes.
Yeah. Oh, do you think she's seen Bo's new one? Has she seen Bone Burnham's new one? It's weird.
Look, a lot of stand-ups are mad about Bo Burnham's new special. And I am not a stand-up, but I am mad about Bo Burnham's new special. Only because it took time away from him making a second movie to follow up Eighth Grade, one of the best movies of the last 5 years. All right. make more movies, Bo Burnham. Sean, you briefly broke up there for a second, but it appears you're back.
I did get cut out there with Bo Burnham. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was talking.
I thought he was good in Promising Young Woman, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, to make this basketball related, you know, he's playing Larry Bird in that Showtime.
I did know that.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited for it, I have to say. I have not really seen any of Bo Burnham's stand-up, however.
Because he's 22 years old. All right. Anyway, Sean, what's the best LeBron excuse for not making the finals the 11th time in a row or whatever?
Yeah, so I thought he would maybe come out with, like, a comically large, like, air cast on his ankle.
I mean, he's obviously hurt, though, this time.
I mean, he is actually hurt.
Not like last time when he punched the board and had a cast on his hand. Yeah.
Yeah, that he wore for almost a whole day. Because that's how broken bones work. I do think that this is probably going to be, I mean, the Lakers era in general, we are starting to actually see, like, old LeBron now.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it has been changing into more of a, like, distributor thing. And he still can distributor role. He can still really turn it up when he wants to. And he can, you know, like, push off with both feet, which he cannot completely do right now. But this did feel like, oh, this is maybe not an automatic conference finals anymore, you know? Although, if Anthony Davis hadn't been hurt,
If they were healthy... Sorry, whoa. My dog is going crazy.
Corn Pop, baby.
Corn Pop, named after the man who tried to stab Joe Biden.
Yeah.
All right. No, but what I was going to say is... No, because if they were healthy, they would be the... rolling to the finals right now.
I just think they were a lot more vulnerable than we realized. Like, obviously they're both. I just mean that in the past, LeBron never got hurt either.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he was able to, like, Chris Bosh's shoulder doesn't work for a month. Like, well, I can still take care of business.
Right.
Now it's just like, I mean, look, also the Phoenix Suns are good. Like, that's the other downside of coming in seventh. Like, I think he wouldn't have had his trouble, except, you know, Phoenix is a good team. I just think he's not, like, invulnerable anymore the way he used to.
Sure, he's like a slightly less powerful superhero now. Like, it's not like, I mean, he's still... I still thought he was going to win this game at points if Kyle Kuzma and Dennis Schroeder didn't get extra horny every time they would start to get a run.
Well, he also was, like, falling into cranky LeBron habits, too.
Sure. I just mean there was a point I was really kind of bummed to watch him just straight up quit with 4 minutes left in the game, because I kind of forgot that he does that.
That was a bummer.
Super bummer. When he just didn't defend two possessions and gave up a Jay Crowder three. Arguing with the ref in the backcourt.
He was arguing with the ref in the backcourt at one point, and a long rebound came out, and I think it bounced twice, and someone from Phoenix grabbed it, and then you finally saw LeBron cross half court. And I just have to say, like, the court's not that long.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta... I don't know.
Also,
I
mean, real shitty not to shake people's hands.
Yeah,
I know we're supposed to be, like, cool younger people who aren't supposed to care about shit like that, because that's, like, real dumb bullshit. Sports people, like, shit. But,
Paul his friend?
Yes, Chris Paul is one of his best friends.
Yeah, and yet, like, that would be shitty if your friend did that to you.
Yeah.
You know?
At one point, I thought he was gonna...
Acknowledge that someone beat you.
At one point, I thought he was going to walk off the court with a minute left in the game.
Well, because he walked off the court with like 3 minutes left in the previous game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you're in a big hurry to get to the locker room. You got another tequila release party. I don't know. but I did feel bad for Anthony Davis, who is hurt a lot. And like, I mean, that's he rushed back from his other injury. He basically was not healthy all year.
Yeah.
From whatever he did in the bubble. Now, maybe should he not be using the Warriors training staff to build up his body? Maybe not.
Anyway, what's LeBron and Clutch going to do this summer besides endlessly promote Space Jam 2?
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, who's the Clutch client? There was somebody that I was surprised was a Clutch client, but I've already forgotten.
Well,
now.
Tonight we're going to talk about a Clutch client.
Okay.
Yusuf Nurkic was talking a lot about
that's
Rich
right.
Paul
yes.
after the yes. game tonight.
but no, I think they end up, I think they will probably move Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. And I think they will
Schroeder's a free agent.
Right, but I think they'll try to, like, use that spot. Like, I don't
sure.
The same way the Warriors are going to trade Kelly Oubre, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the guy they will probably be interested in is Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. But I did that's with no real knowledge or anything. I mean, like, look, it's still LeBron and AD. Like, you know, assuming Anthony Davis can, I don't know. I thought they had a lot of backup this year. It definitely didn't work out with many of their centers.
I'll tell you who needs to go.
Kyle yeah.
Kuzma needs out of Los Angeles. Dude.
I think it might be time for that too.
He's a fucking bummer. I hate watching him. He's like, he's the NBA's Pete Davidson.
This was
the real king of Staten Island.
Oh my god.
The real king of Staten Island shit going on.
I have not seen the king of Staten Island, Joey. I don't know if you have.
I have not,
but I was stunned by the running time.
Well, it's a Judd Apatow joint,
like,
baby.
20? A Pete Davidson movie that's more than 2 hours long? It's Pete Davidson. Like, I don't even dislike Pete Davidson. I would even say I like him, but what are you doing? Who's the supporting actor? Oh, Bill Burr is holding it down in a dramatic role.
Bill Burr,
let's
come
explore
on
this
round
story
ball.
For 2.5 hours. Yeah, Bill Burr, come on, round ball. Why not?
You know, so when we talk about Boston, we don't have to do this.
I believe in the 4-point line.
Are you more or less excited about Space Jam 2 after this series?
I mean, I'm excited I can see it in a movie theater.
It's gonna be so dumb. But yeah, I think it'll be better because, like, LeBron could throw himself in to promote again. It'll be like,
he was gonna do that anyway. He went to a tequila release party the night before the playoffs.
I just don't think they'll have to talk about basketball because it's like, yes, it's a very disappointing season for the Lakers, but also they fell short for really obvious reasons.
Sure.
So, yeah, you're right. He's gonna be drinking so much wine, Joey. You know, I worry about his wine consumption.
I know we're only talking about the losers tonight, but I just want to say apologies to Devin Booker for my hating you for years. You were very good tonight.
Him dunking at the end was tight. And I know a lot of people are saying he didn't win the right way, but
some Tony La Russa ass shit, dude. Look, there's a line here. You're allowed to stunt on people at the end of a game, but you also have to shake their hands. That's
right.
The round ball rock way, right?
Right. Well, don't dunk on the last possession, but
I mean, see, I kind of think you should be
defense,
able to dunk,
like,
on the last possession.
I mean, I understand how you're annoyed if they could have let the shot clock expire, I guess. But, like, why is it insulting if they dunk on you at the end of the game? It's like, you didn't cross half court. You don't get to complain.
Right.
Like you have to be, yeah, you can't, again, much like Tony La Russa, you can't get mad at when a player hits a home run off a position player, mm-hmm. because the other team is already disrespecting the game then. And that's the same as like heading into the locker room mid play with 30 seconds in the game or whatever LeBron was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then Jay Crowder was ejected from a game for doing a salsa dance, which is.
Like, I've never seen impressive. That.
I've never seen that either.
Also, if that could happen, why isn't Stephen Curry ejected every single game, basically?
Yeah, because his dancing is much worse and much more obnoxious.
Yeah, and I hate to say that because we all know how much I actually don't like Jay Crowder.
Look, we can be honest about Steph Curry's weaknesses.
Uh-huh. All right, let's talk about the Blazers, though. We have a lot of Blazers fans who listen to our show. Apologies to everyone in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really thought it was going to be your year. Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Neil Olshey is going to step down and they're going to make Terry Stotts the new president of basketball?
Yeah, that's how it works, right? You're disappointed and you kick him upstairs.
Well, but I mean, isn't Terry Stotts sort of like Brad Stevens' looper a little bit?
Well, he's like Brad Stevens, but he didn't get that opportunity until like 20 years late.
Because his wagon was hitched to George Karl's.
That's a rough wagon. That wagon is full of Miller Lite and cheese fries.
Anyway,
joke. We read his book.
Yeah, I know. He eats a lot of cheese
So they're
going
to fire Terry.
Yeah, I think so, right?
I mean... Is he really doing a bad job, though?
I don't think so, personally. But look, Blazers fans are all mad at Neil Olshey all the time, and I don't actually think he's doing that bad a job. The only thing he's done that's not super great is refuse to split up Dame and CJ and not realize that that's kind of run its course. But, like... The Blazers always get guys I'm like, I wish that guy was on the Warriors. They're just always the third best guy instead of the fifth best guy.
Right. Yeah, well, like, getting Robert Covington was shrewd, but, like, he's always bad offensively in the playoffs. Like, but it's not like that was new in Portland,
right?
You know?
But, like, the problem is the core is rotten. Like... Dame and CJ just aren't going to go any farther than this because they're two small, insanely ball-dominant guards who can't really play defense.
Right. And I mean, people saying that they need to do better by Dame Lillard, like, I get it, but they really try. It's not like Portland's cheap or anything or resistant to making moves except for trading CJ.
And it's
also
just
kinda sounds like
Neil Olshey is like, so proud of himself for drafting him or something.
I don't even know if he drafted him. Has he been there that long?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I also like, I kind of feel like Dame didn't want them to trade CJ until recently either. So, but also it's like not that bad for the Blazers. Like
they make the playoffs every year and are always really fun. Like,
yes,
I don't know.
I mean,
Lillard's great. Damian Lillard is win a title great by himself, you know? Like, there's,
and,
like,
you know,
three guys in the NBA who can end, and I don't.
Yeah, like,
that's fine!
Yeah. Historically, not that many different people win NBA titles.
Right.
I mean, I can see that you would want to make a change because it is a long time for people to have been in charge.
I mean, I want to make a change because I saw Zach Collins' hand signals.
I would like to see Zach Collins like just dropped in the ocean or something. Yeah, just find him gross. So like play a game. You can't talk trash when you've like, has he played 82 games in his career?
Has he played?
like total games. Anyway, that was gross. But, I don't know. I think Terry's a good coach, but I can also see it's just weird because I think the team is getting sold too, right?
I don't think so. I think she hasn't said she's selling it yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Paul Allen's sister. They assumed she was going to sell it, but she, I don't think she's made.
All right. I apologize. Zach Collins has played 154 games in 4 years.
Great.
So.
Also, smart move by the NBA giving Dame Lillard a fake award so that he wouldn't write another angry letter to the league office about how he lost in the playoffs.
That is a big 3S award, I gotta say.
What was it called?
The best teammate.
Rapper alive.
Best cleanest rapper alive, Joey. And again, like, he played great. It feels like it diminishes him to give him these garbage awards.
I did not think he played great in this game tonight.
I just mean, the last game he played insane.
Yeah, yes, he was insane the last game. He was not insane.
Yeah, but when you play 52 minutes when you're initiating the offense for 50 of those minutes and then you get one day off, like, it's tough. Also, the Nuggets are good. Like, you don't really have anyone who can contain Jokic. I don't know if anyone can really stop Jokic.
I mean, how many Cokes has he drunk that day?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you gotta start attacking him at the room service lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta just carb him up, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you gotta remind him how much he'd rather be riding his horse.
Yeah, what if you simulcast a horse race in the arena?
Because he loves horse racing way more, and not even regular horse racing, harness horse racing.
Yeah, and you're just running that on the scoreboard the whole time. Yeah, would the fans be upset? Would that be too weird to do? Because I think it would actually distract him.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you just keep having like assistant coaches whispering the odds. And stoppage is a play.
I do want to run a little victory lap here concerning
this. Oh, yeah. That was kind of incredible, Joey.
So, Sean, in our DMs tonight at halftime, the Blazers were up by what? I forget. Like 14 or something? 9? I don't know. The Blazers had the lead at halftime, and I was like...
They were up by 5,
I believe. Yeah, oh, yeah. Someone and I'm like, oh, I said the Nuggets are going to win this game by 9.
You said 8, but that's
still
fair.
And they basically won by 9. Anyway.
Yeah. You nailed it. You nailed it. I actually screenshotted it, and I just haven't. I was going to post it, and then I started making fun of other things. So let's get some. Can we get some Nurkic quotes just for the end?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, I'll pull it out. Yeah, something weird is going on in Portland, though, because. Yusuf Nurkic had some real crazy quotes. He said after the game, quote, "My contract is non-guaranteed, so I don't know if I'll be back. I'll let Rich Paul, my agent, figure that out. I don't know if I'll be back. I don't know what the direction of the team will be." And then friend of the pod, Mike Richman, asked him if he wants to be back, and Nurkic said, quote, "In the right situation, yes." And then he asked what the right situation was, and Nurkic said, "We'll see, because this is not it."
That sounds very unhappy.
I just don't understand what he wants.
Our friend Sean Hyken got a sad quote from Dame, too, which is, "We didn't win a championship, so where we are right now isn't good enough. If we can't get out of the first round against a team without 2 or 3 or 4 best players."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's rough. They're really, really missing, well, two of their 4 best players. But oof. Yeah, Nurk is on a pretty cheap contract for what he has.
That is something I want to say about the Nuggets fans, actually. Yes, the Nuggets are very hurt, but please stop saying PJ Dozier is like...
I mean,
I keep seeing. I like PJ Dozier as a player. Actually, I think he's really good, but there's just a big drop of being like, "We're doing this without Jamal and PJ Dozier."
Well, I mean, like Jamal completely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will Barton,
yes.
Okay, PJ Dozier. You might be just better off with Austin Rivers,
that's
honestly.
That's a pretty normal basketball team injury to not have PJ Dozier. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
And can I give
you well soon, PJ Dozier, and I hope you become one of the best Nuggets players in the
And one more thing before we leave, I want our friend Big Corbs himself wrote a recap here for the Willamette Week. I think I said it right. Willamette Week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the headline of his story is, that's the end of a doomed era of Blazers basketball. To hell with it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, please send all messages to Corbin K. Smith.
Corbin K. Smith. Corbin Smith NFL.
On Twitter.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to reach him. But you know, I don't really even have any fake trades for them. It's just weird that Nurkic is so unhappy.
Sean, who you got, Nuggets or Suns?
Suns, unfortunately, but it's, you know, Nuggets are so hobbled.
I'm taking the Nuggets.
I love it. I love it.
I mean,
it's hard to bet against Jokic, man.
That's the thing. Like, usually the team with the best player wins, and I think, especially if Chris Paul is going to be hurt, I think Jokic is pretty easily the best player.
Yeah, and it just feels like if they figure out anything at all on defense, the Nuggets just score all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so,
like, Michael Porter Jr. was fucking insane tonight.
Oh my god!
Really,
it was crazy.
Really, showing the city of Portland, the FU for what they did to his friend Andy Ngo in Go.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. He's like, yeah, I'll tell you. You know what? I'm not vaccinated. Probably yeah. He's not vaccinated, right? God, he's like, God, he really was going against those liberal mayors.
Like,
huh?
I got to show these Antifa bastards what's what.
Wow. Porter 1, Antifa 0.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Let's talk about the poor Grizzlies, the coolest team in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, they're very cool.
They're the coolest team in the NBA.
I think they're definitely the coolest team in the NBA.
It's not even close.
Well, I mean, is Jaw the coolest player in the NBA? I kind of think he is.
Yes, and look, I hate saying this, but I kind of think what Trae Young in New York did made him second, even though he has that hair and
doesn't matter, dude.
Playing style.
I don't care. Like. That's just his hair is the thing. I feel the same way about Dylan Brooks, where I'm like, no, that's actually cool. Like, I thought it wasn't cool, but actually it is cool, combined with your attitude and everything else.
Dylan Brooks wears sunglasses like he's 60s Lou Reed in Zoom press conferences, too.
It's so weird. Well, and... it sort of makes sense where you're like, this is a Canadian guy who went to the University of Oregon for like 3 years and then he ended up in Memphis. That's a weird mix.
Anyway, even though they have Grayson Allen and yet somehow who lost them the playoffs, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean,
even though he also shot them into the playoffs.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you make a deal with the devil, eventually his fiery hand stabs you in the back. Mm-hmm.
Very Memphis, too.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, it really is. Like, real Robert Johnson scenario with Grayson Allen. The thing that's weird about this team is that it is incredibly stable. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they have one free agent, and it's not somebody important. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who it is.
I do think there
is Slow-Mo. It might be Slow-Mo.
There is someone they need to get rid of, and his name is Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen, yeah.
Who?
Well, I mean, I think...
Okay, who would be the ultimate cool guy they could get rid of Grayson Allen for? Like, who's the cool guy that's missing, you know?
Oh,
Because I think there's a guy. There's a guy I just can't think of. There's a prototype of a guy, you know? That's missing.
I mean,
it would be a cool fighting guy, you know? They kind of have a guy who fights.
Right. Well, I was thinking, like, it would be cool as hell if they had PJ Tucker.
Yep, perfect kind of guy. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like the right, I don't know if that's the exact guy, but that's the right sort of
That's
guy.
Like what they're missing, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, and tough. Like, they are tough. They just need, like...
Honestly, Jay Crowder, even though very uncool, yeah, actually. He'd be an upgrade from Grayson Allen. He'd be cool on that team.
They could... I mean, okay. Oh, yeah, their only free agent is Justice Winslow. That's right.
Cool name, not cool player.
I mean, it's weird because I like so many of their guys. It's just, I think they, I mean, obviously they could use another cool guy, but you know who might be like a nice little fit and might be a free agent and might be down to go?
Who?
Lou Williams.
Yeah.
Just like a dude who could score off the bench a little bit. I mean, maybe he kills you too much on defense, but they just kind of need like another guy who can get his own shot.
I don't even know if that's what they need. I think they just might need 1 year of Jaren Jackson Jr. being actually healthy and another year of their young players getting better at basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're cool. They're so cool.
Very cool. Gonna miss him. Apologies to our friends at Fast Break Breakfast and Gus's Famous Barbecue and
famous.
Gus's Famous Fried Chicken. Utah, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should talk about the ongoing series right now. Clips Mavs. We
oh
said
my
earlier
God.
The Mavs are gonna win this series. Do you still feel this way?
Yeah, I do now. I mean, look, I said it when did I lose faith in them at the beginning of game four? Yes. But now I'm back on the bandwagon, baby. I just think the Mavs only have to win one of these two games. I actually kind of think that, I mean, I almost think it's going to be a blowout either way in game six.
Mm-hmm. I have an interesting take about this series, and it's why I didn't want to call someone coming out of the West yet.
Okay.
Because I think... if the Clippers win this series, I think they're easily making the NBA Finals because it means they figured something out. But I also don't think they're going to win this series, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, they clearly haven't figured anything out because their rotations are very weird. I mean, they just looking at the guys they play is they're. I think they played Reggie Jackson something like 35 minutes. And
so
that's
much Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And he played well. I mean, he made like six of his 12.
I mean, he's no Austin Rivers.
No, the one of the most clutch men in the world.
Austin Rivers and
fighting for the love of his father.
Or just like,
look, you can't forged in steel. Yeah, that was, that's intense. But yeah, I guess it's just weird because they managed to come back in all these games too.
Yep.
And then they still screw it up. And I still don't really know what that is. Like Kawhi's playing very well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you've just got like so much Markieff Morris. You've got just a weird combination because you're leaning on Terrence Mann really hard. And
I actually like also, Terrence Mann, though.
I knew it. Just it's look, I like him. And Batum is playing great for them.
Yeah.
But it's like they don't really know what they are exactly. Where, mm-hmm. you know, the Mavs played a zone on them. They were playing like Boban and Porzingis together, and that's something you should be able to exploit a little more on offense. Yeah.
I really think if they figured out and win this series, though, they are making the NBA Finals.
I mean, it's like, it would be so funny if they lost in the first round.
Yeah,
but also,
of course.
It's going to be funny whenever they lose.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose. They're not going to win the NBA title.
No.
So I'm fine with this weird collection of players. Like, I don't want to watch the Mavs lose to the Jazz, which they will, you know?
Well, I guess we got to talk about the Jazz. Are the Jazz walking to the NBA Finals?
I actually think the Suns
they're the healthiest team left.
That's true.
In the West.
And it seems like it doesn't matter that the players hate each other and hate the organization, mm-hmm. seemingly. But you know what might change things? You know who has a very special relationship with the owner of the Utah Jazz?
Is it Danny freaking
It's Danny Ainge, baby. Yeah, the owner's a big donor to the Tanner Ainge campaign. Uh-huh. I wonder if they start to sweat when they think King Moore, the most powerful Mormon in the NBA, is coming to town to take the reins in Salt Lake, shake things up. You know, I got like the guys have got to be thinking like, what happens when I get injured? Where will I be traded? What if a loved one gets sick? Where will I be traded?
All right, we got to move on because we haven't gotten to the East yet. All right, okay. Let's talk about the Knicks, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, James Dolan and Adam Silver and Max Kellerman, that the Knicks aren't going to make the NBA Finals. You and I were actually arguing about
that. Yes.
Where I think they are going to win 32 games next year, and this is all a mirage.
I mean, I kind of think it's a mirage, but also it just kind of seems like they are now just playing good enough defense that, like, they're a real team now. I just can't see them dropping that far.
I just don't think.
Yeah, their free agents are like, so their core is weirdly small.
Uh-huh.
It's like their core right now is RJ Barrett, Quickly, who is good. He's just very small. Obi Toppin and Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
And then I guess Derrick Rose, which is all-time Nick now.
I mean, I guess RJ Barrett played in that playoff series a lot. I just didn't feel like those are really your impact players on this fourth seeded Knicks team.
I know, but it's like, but it's all, you also look at their free agents and you're like, are they going to miss Alec Burks and Taj Gibson and Reggie Bullock? I mean, I guess they will in the sense that those guys played a lot of minutes.
Their best players.
But to me, that just says like they were able to do it with this roster. I think that's a testament to the team. Look, I would not pick them to be fourth at the East next year, but it just seems like they have like a real team and a real franchise. And
I don't know. This team reminds me, you know what this team reminds me of?
What is
that rando Heat team that made the playoffs and then they signed all those guys to bad deals? James Johnson, Dion Waiters, Hassan Whiteside.
Tyler Johnson got a deal, I think, too.
They all
got
these weird big deals that like kind of hamstrung the Heat for 4 years.
Yeah, I just can't see that happening with any of these free agents. Like, maybe Derrick Rose will get a sort of ridiculous deal. But I don't know. I just don't think there's that much they can screw up. You know what I mean? Like, they haven't. Look, I'm going to say this. This podcast is going to come out, and then in a month and a half, they're going to make a terrible trade. Mm-hmm. But like right now they've got, you know, I think having a real front office that isn't James Dolan and a real afraid of James Dolan, will just make them be like a medium East team. Like, I think they'll be like the 7 or 8 next year.
Okay. I mean, we'll see.
We will definitely see.
I have bad feelings about this team, man. And, like, it bums me out because all those Knicks fans were so happy.
I mean, they look terrible.
I'm happy
they made it. Just make the playoffs. Like, that's a noble goal, making the playoffs.
I mean, there's also,
like, how happy is everybody going to be?
A little bit of this team kind of reminds me of that team, the last Knicks team that made the playoffs, where it was like all these old dudes shooting a million threes.
Yeah, and then they a bunch of crazy moves in the offseason. Yeah. Like, Jason Kidd became a coach. That was weird. And then, what else did they do? Oh, yeah, they ended up waving Rasheed Wallace. That was a huge mistake. But yeah, no, I think they traded for Bargnani.
Yeah, that sounds right. Anyway.
As long as they don't do that. I kind of think they won't do that.
Well, you know who's on the market, and they've got the cash. New Bargnani, baby. Lauri Markkanen himself.
Oh, Lauri Markkanen. Or they could bring Porzingis back. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, it's like it's just weird to look at the Knicks right now and think like, oh, they actually have a bunch of extra picks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right. What a weird team. But you know what? Great job getting the four seed, guys. Great job winning one playoff game. Bad move getting really punked by Trae Young. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
really embarrassing.
I liked when
Reggie Miller-esque.
I liked when he bowed, and then in the press conference, he was like, yeah, that's what they do after Broadway shows. and I put on a show for these New Yorkers.
Oh, yeah. I also really liked that when, was it Nerlens Noel who shouldered him at halftime?
Yep.
And then Solomon Hill just got up in his face. Like, I don't really know very much about Solomon Hill, but I'm like, yeah, that, like, he works as an enforcer now. Mm-hmm. I'd never thought about him that way until I saw his look in the bubble last year. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, yeah, I guess Solomon Hill is a real one.
All right, the Celtics, Sean.
You know, we want to apologize to our good friend Dubaru.
Yeah,
okay, I have one question for you, Joey.
Sure.
Who is the best cost-controlled Caucasian player they could add next year?
Grayson Allen.
It's Grayson Allen, yes! Oh, I'm so excited about this.
That's the cool guy they need to add!
That's who they need.
It's Marcus Smart for Grayson Allen.
Oh my god! Oh, he is like the perfect grit and grind guy. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Now, oh man. Okay, that would be so tight.
Damn. Teaching D'Anthony Melton his ways.
Just play them both together in the backcourt.
Yeah.
yeah, but we kind of went over it. But, you know, look, I mean, it was much like Trae Young. I mean, Trae Young did it more, but. You know, it's got a sting that Kyrie just beat the shit out of you.
Well, let's talk about this here though.
Oh yeah.
Isn't it weird Nets Bucks is happening now?
Right, it seems so early, like wildly early. Especially considering that Joel Embiid is indefinitely out, and now it just feels like everything's happening too fast, like the Lakers are going to get eliminated, and that series starts like, is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't know. It starts on Saturday, but it just seems very quick. Like, we're getting it. I mean, the good thing is that it's at the same time of year that the NBA finals normally are.
Yeah.
But this feels like the NBA finals to me.
It sure does. Who do you got? Nets or Bucks, baby?
God, I really believe in the Milwaukee Bucks, but I was just watching the Nets and watching Kevin Durant, and I was like, oh, right, no one can stop Kevin Durant, except PJ Tucker, although, and he is on the other team, so, look, I like how this Bucks team is playing. It's just very hard to bet against those three guys, would say.
This is so weird. Not to sound like Brad Stevens here, but I really thought the Bucks were going to walk to the championship based on how they were playing, and then White Dante got hurt. And now I'm like, God, they got to play a lot of Pat Connaughton, that means.
Well, I just really, I think he's really good. White Dante.
I think he's on defense, especially. I think Dante DiVincenzo is actually good at basketball. He's like what?
Well, no, he's like a weirdly. I mean, there's many Villanova guys are not surprisingly like this, but they come to the NBA and he was like already a good. Once he stopped getting hurt his first year, he was like instantly a good role player. And he's like a perfect guy to play with, you know, they're starters who can run a lot of things. And yeah, and he's like a tenacious defender. And now that's going to be Bryn Forbes and Robert and Patrick Connaughton's job.
And now, look, I like Bryn Forbes. Anyone who comes out of that weird Popovich Spurs school of like, sure, but I don't know. Sean, do you remember what Dante DiVincenzo's nicknames are?
I know he is the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
That is one of his nicknames. He has
that actually more. Should be, as I've said before, that should be Elena Deladon, but you know, that's I may not be saying her name right, but you know. His nickname is not White Dante, really.
No.
I don't think that's on basketball.
No, he has two nicknames. One is not his nickname, apparently, but okay. One is real good.
Tell me.
So the bad one is White Chocolate. That is not his nickname.
That's just not your nickname. Sorry.
Take it off.
He also doesn't do like
any.
You know, I don't know. Anyway,
the next
it's
one
fine.
Though, is so good. First off, but I do think the Michael Jordan of Delaware is the best one. But
that's a
this
fantastic
next one is really
nickname.
Good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Big Ragu.
I love it.
All right, get well soon, Big Ragu.
Yeah.
It's too bad you're out because I would have loved to see some redhead on redhead action in this.
Everybody
Eastern
loves
Conference
it. Everybody
finals.
Loves just a firefight, as I call it.
Anyway, let's talk about the Wizards. Sorry, Jamel. I know
yeah, Jamel.
Listening.
That's the only Wizard fan we know.
Okay. What do you want to ask here about the Wizards?
What should they do next, Joey? And is it draft another tweener forward from a non-basketball country in the lottery? Weirdly specific question, but I mean, it's a weird team. Like, I don't. It's like.
I mean,
they
what
have
they
Bradley
should do is sign Robin Lopez to a multi-year deal.
Yeah, now that
he is like their third best player.
He was like unstoppable somehow by the Sixers. It's very weird. He does a skyhook now all the time. Very weird. But yeah, they should probably start him, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's weird, but great. Just
very weird.
Very
team.
Weird.
This team is everything is weird about this team.
Well, the weird thing about the team is that I'm not even really sure what their future is because
right.
I don't know if you really build around Denny and Rui. I kind of have no idea how good those guys are. And it doesn't seem, and that's not good because otherwise I would say, hey, they seem pretty good.
But then,
like I literally have no idea. Like before the draft, I had no idea how good Denny was going to be. We're a year into his NBA career, and I'm like, I have no idea what kind of a player mm-hmm. that guy is.
But also,
I should ask Lewis. I know.
But also, who's their third best player? Actually,
is it Thomas Bryant? Is it
that's
Troy
my question.
Brown?
I don't know.
You
would assume it was Davis Bertans after last year,
oh,
but he
yeah.
was real bad this year.
Yeah, but
and
he
now
did
he's really hurt,
right? Yeah,
and, yeah.
Oh, how did he get hurt? What was his injury?
I don't. It's. I think it's a not good.
I mean, like you look at these guys, Bertans has got to be the third guy, but then I guess. I mean, Rui maybe.
But like, is Rui good? Because I don't think he's good when I watch him. Oh, it's just like
no,
some calf thing. Out 4 to 6 weeks. He's fine.
Okay. Yeah, he averaged 14 points a game in 32 minutes. He does not seem like he's particularly great, I gotta say.
Anyway, you know who is great? Probably
uh-huh.
Bradley Beal.
Uh-huh.
Should they trade him? Should they not? Should they just... Should everyone act like they're going to trade him for the rest of his career? And
I guess
don't?
That's what's going to happen. Well, I mean, they should either trade neither or both, right?
Well, but can you even trade Russell Westbrook at this point? I don't even.
I mean,
know.
He's been traded twice.
I
they
know,
gave up a pick to get him.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But
that was. They had the John Wall thing. There's just not yeah. that many. I mean, I guess you could trade Andrew Wiggins for him or whatever. Like, whatever yeah. the Albatross
don't,
contracts
don't,
are.
Don't
but...
trade Andrew Wiggins for him.
I know. Warriors. I'm not...
No, I get what you're saying. But I mean, I think that they are probably at a point where you want to actually sign a bunch of veterans and just try to be like the sixth or fifth mm-hmm. best team.
Yeah, like sign all seven of those Knicks guys.
Yeah. But I just don't know that there's any like franchise player they're building around or blocking. And maybe Denny will be so good that he's a good complimentary player next year. But it's just yeah, it either needs to be a real push to try to win a playoff series next year or a complete teardown. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm not really advocating that, but I don't know what there is here that you're holding on to exactly.
It's just a very weird. It just shows how weird the East is still.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because in the West, this team is like a disaster that wins 28 games, mm-hmm. and it's an obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, it's weird because they're more.
They're like Kings successful. East.
Right. Like they're just the more successful when they. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, maybe De'Aaron Fox would be like a 3-time All-Star in the East. Like what would be. It's all very confusing.
All right.
One more team.
Well, and then we got to talk about the upcoming series, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
The Miami Heat, Sean. Apologies to our friend Tropical Blanket. Alex from the...
Follow him.
Yeah, from the Miami Heat beat from Five Reasons Sports. We love Alex. Hopefully we see him in Summer League again this year. What question do you have about the Heat, Sean?
What small business are the Heat going to put together for their playoff run next year? Because clearly Jimmy Butler was too checked out this time.
Mm-hmm.
He's waking up and he's just working out. He's an entrepreneur. You know what I mean?
Right. So they found like success Walmart's with franchise? Big Face Coffee, right?
Uh huh.
I think they got to start selling crystals.
Oh, juice. That would be nice.
Juice yeah, and juice, crystals. Juicing. Like a real LA style store, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, green juice. Like, okay, I like
Tyler
that.
Tyler Hero can do it. It's his whole... It's like a real insta... Hey, remember when the Heat wouldn't trade Tyler Hero for James Harden?
That was a mistake.
Probably a bad choice.
Should have done that.
Yeah.
And then, remember when they were going to get Giannis?
Well, I don't think that was ever going to happen.
That was not going to happen. they really did clear a lot of cap space this summer,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't seem like maybe the game changer is available.
Well, they can sign all seven of those Knicks.
Seven of those Knicks.
That's my new thing.
The New York to Miami pipeline.
I want a team just to sign all seven of those Knicks free agents.
Package. You know what would be really funny to me, though?
What?
A Udonis Haslam sign and trade. like just Pat Riley's ultimate snake move. He's like, I'm so ruthless, I'll trade anyone.
All right. And Sean, who you got? Sixers, Hawks.
You know, it
Joel
is
Joel Embiid-less Sixers, we might
add. Yeah, I'm going to assume he's not playing mm-hmm. at all. And, you know, that's fine for him. You know, he's going to rehab that meniscus.
Yeah, don't it's weird do what how Anthony Davis did.
It's weird how they're talking about it, where they're like, oh, it's just a slight meniscus change day to day. I'm like, that's not really how a meniscus tear works, as far as I know.
Well... we learned this with James Wiseman. There's good ones and there's bad ones. There's ones where you're out for like 2 weeks, and there's ones where you're out for like 4 months.
Okay.
And James Wiseman, of course, had the 4-month one.
Of course, he had the bad one. He's got the bad one of everything. He's going to learn it. He's going to speak so many languages next year, Joey. It's going to be so
Yeah, he is just housing Duolingo right now.
Why did he teach himself to speak Chinese?
I don't know. It's Mandarin, very specifically.
Oh, Mandarin. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It's not Cantonese.
It is not. It's Mandarin.
I apologize. It's Mandarin. God, that's...
Probably so he can apologize when Draymond Green says Taiwan is a country on TV or whatever.
He's like, he's somehow in like a Taiwan army uniform, and you're like, oh no. And it turns out he's just doing like a promo shoot for some shitty sunglasses. Okay, so I think the Hawks are pretty good, but I still think the Sixers are better even without Joel Embiid.
Here's my question about the Hawks. I'm sorry to talk about another white redhead.
Oh, please, like, get it going.
Kevin Huerter threatened to fight those fans, basically, and then became a guy that kept starting fights in basketball games. Is this what Kevin Huerter is now?
I can't believe it, but it seems like it. He was like blocking shots.
Well, we knew that. Kevin Huerter, actually athletic, which is one thing, which is what I liked about him his rookie year. Because he like can actually dunk and stuff. But
yeah, well, I mean, he's also weird. Like 6'9".
It's very weird. But Klay Thompson is 6'9", and he can barely dunk. It's just weird. He's like a hockey agitator now.
Yeah.
Well, he's like doing what Zach Collins thinks he's doing.
Yeah, and he still weighs like 200 pounds, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Is Mike Scott going to knock him out? That's my question.
I feel like that could happen for sure. That is a definite possibility for Huerter. He could put a hurting on him. So we're looking at this team. Look, I will say, Clint Capella might now do some real damage. Mm-hmm. He has been great. Remember when a lot of teams wouldn't give up anything for Clint Capella?
Yeah, because because they thought that every team had Steph Curry on it or something.
And then the Hawks traded like Evan Turner in a first round pick got him.
Yeah.
That was a good move by Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Worth sacrificing Dwayne Dedman for, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Ultimately. Yeah.
So you've got a bunch of good players. We both like Bogdan.
Love Bogdan. Love Huerter.
Capella.
Like Huerter, actually.
You know, Huerter was really good. He is bigger and stronger than I thought.
Like Reddish. Reddish is fine.
He's okay. He's not gonna play much, but no. Probably
I'm
not.
Just naming Hawks I kinda like, you know.
Okongwu.
Yeah.
Doesn't do a lot as a rookie, but and then tough
Lou
guy
Williams,
Solomon Hill.
Like Lou Williams.
Yeah. I think the reason I am picking the Sixers is that Gallinari has been, Gallinari's just been bad.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly know how the defenses are going to be aligned or anything like that, but I think the Sixers are a pretty quality team, even with Embiid out.
Here's a question for you. Embiid is out, right?
Yeah.
Is it time to break glass on B-ball Paul?
Yes, it's absolutely time for that. I mean, it's just weird. You look at the team, and even with Embiid out, it's a pretty solid. I mean, it's like, okay, so
here's what I'm saying. Doc Rivers, your son is really shoving it in your face that you don't love him right now on the other side of the country. It's time to show everyone what a genius you are and put in the G League MVP, a second round pick, Paul Reed.
I mean, I think
B-ball
he could be
Paul himself.
I'm looking at their boxer. They just have a surprising amount of playable guys.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying B-ball Paul is the most playable.
Who does he play instead of? Like, he's just on a weird team that already has some B-ball Pauls.
But there's none of them have the nickname B-ball Paul.
That is true. That is true. Okay. So that was one of your favorite guys from the draft last year. Yeah, one of my B-ball favorite Paul. Guys in the draft is coming into his own, Mr. Tyrese Maxey.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Love that dude. I just think Sixers have a little bit more. And I think the defense is going to be pretty good on these Hawks. And look, get B-Ball Paul in there. Why not? Why not? You don't need as much Furkan Korkmaz. Mm-hmm. Get B-Ball Paul in there.
Yeah, I mean, he played 2 minutes against the Sixers the other night. Minus two.
My question is, like, how, like, even when the Sixers go small, they're not going that small.
Right.
Because all their guys are a little bit big. Do they start Howard against Capella, or do they just still essentially play Simmons at point center?
God, Howard versus Capella. It's very strange. You know that's got to be killing Daryl Morey. That he's got he's got Dwight Howard on his team and not Clint Capella. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, one of them is a Rocket he liked, and one of them was a Rocket he hated.
Yeah. One of them was, like, built a doghouse without being asked, and another one accidentally set the garage on fire.
Oh, speaking of Daryl Morey, enjoy your fine, baby. Stay away from Steph Curry.
Yeah. You got fined.
He didn't yet. He's going to get fined, though.
He's going to get money balled right in the balls.
He's going to get fined for that tweet. Anyway, yeah, I think it's going to be the Sixers. They've just been there before. I know that the Hawks had, like, a really showed out against the Knicks, but it's not like the Knicks had really been there before. You know what I mean? They just had more talent. It was like two teams that, you know.
Yeah, one team was way better than the other one, at every position. Like, you look at it and you're like, how did the Knicks win a game in that series?
All right. Sean, is that our episode?
I think that is. I don't think we have any other ones to handicap. Unless you have something else to say about Bucks next, besides, we kind of didn't really talk about them, but I don't know, it's like, it's going to be the best series. I'm so excited about it. I don't even want to pick a favorite.
I guess I'm taking the Bucks. The Nets. I'm taking the Bucks just for fun.
I love the Bucks team, and even, I don't...
It seems like a real even series, unless, like, you know, the Nets just very well could.
Yeah. I could see that too. I mean, Drew Holiday is playing like a damn monster. And, you know, I still, halfway through this season, I was like, you know what? I think Giannis is still the best player in the NBA. And I don't think that has changed. My opinion has not changed about that. So,
well, and you know what Andre Iguodala said?
What did he say?
That the only guy he's ever seen guard Kevin Durant competently is Drew Holiday.
Ah, that's so tight. Yeah. It's like, is Middleton going to go to Harden? I don't know what they're going to do exactly, but just putting Giroux on Kevin Durant and then letting Giannis kind of
play free safety.
God, he is going to beat the shit out of Blake Griffin too.
Yeah.
I'll be rooting for the Bucks. I'll just say that right now. Like, I've come around to support Chris Paul. I'm appreciating the James Harden and Brooklyn experience. I don't think I can root for Blake Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I understand.
Yeah. He's stealing my stage time.
All right. That's our show. Sean, plug your comedy shows.
Oh yeah. My comedy show, it's switching to Tuesdays, the second Tuesday of each month, which means on June 8th, you can see Self-Care Comedy hosted by me, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Eastern.
Sweet. And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where one day ago I quote tweeted this tweet, "Just listen to My Sacrifice by Creed and you'll be all right," with the words, "This is actually amazing advice. No bad day that can't be lifted up with some Creed." Sean, did you write a song?
You know, I have one. I want to do a little rerun in a celebration of the coaching career of Mike Krzyzewski. This is a Bruce Springsteen song about the new coach of Duke, and it's called "I'm John Shire."
That is going to be playing in 1 second. But while I'm setting that up, trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all realize that Kyle Kuzma is the NBA's Pete Davidson.
Is your dad around when he plays defense? Does he slap the ground well? I'm skinny as a wild. Oh, I'm John Shire. Tell me now, baby, is he white and slow? Does Kyle Singler call him just to say hello? I think Miles Plumlee retired. Oh, I'm John Shire. Sometimes it's like Joe Ingles took his fingernail, itchy and dull, and he jammed that thing right inside my eyeball. At night I wake up with revenge on my mind, but I can't shoot Joe because I'm legally blind. Nolan Smith is on the waiver wire.
Of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.